Dr. Hal Green. The show focuses on those relationships that can make us or break us as we talk about a variety of relationship issues. Your calls are always welcome, and you can share with the doctor by calling 563-263-8600. Learn how to succeed in all your relationships with Dr. Hal Green. Dr. Hal Green, I missed you.
Oh, I have missed you. I wish I could have brought you and your family out to Central Coast, California, to the beach.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. I would have come to visit you.
Yeah, I sort of don't want to go on about what I want to say is, oh, it's terrible, really. It's just, it's
awful.
Ugly, you know, the weather. No one should go out there and move. Yeah. No, it's...
Yes.
It's halfway between San Francisco and L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, it's really beautiful. That's all I'm going to say. And the family's out there. So we had a great time. It was, as they say, Millie, very peaceful.
I'll bet.
Peace. So that's really.
Just seeing the ocean, I think, or being in the presence of the ocean. It makes me reflective.
Yeah.
I really have to think about.
And I really have gotten into photography lately. So I was taking a lot of pictures. And one sunset, particularly.
Gorgeous.
Well, I took, I don't know how many pictures, each stage as the sun was setting, and there's a beautiful big rock out there, and it was a bird on the top of this rock. And to get the differences, just 5 minutes and 5 minutes, 30, 40 pictures, it's all about peace. Yeah. Yeah. So... Well, like I say, the subject I'd like to talk about today, and I've missed you all, is one of our greatest and most constant searches. You know what that's for, Millie?
Constant searches?
Greatest
peace.
Yes.
Yes.
Peace. Yeah. One reason we have difficulty gaining it. And not just gaining it, you know, kind of a moment like sitting on a beach and the sun is setting and it's quiet and it's just perfectly peaceful. It's one thing to gain it momentarily, another to learn how to maintain it.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Quiet. We are never quiet these days. Like, we're never quiet.
I know.
We're just uber connected, and everything is always everything's happening at light speed, and it's like, when do we ever get quiet?
Right, you know. And when I would teach world religions, every semester I would have a 10-minute period of quiet where I would have them just breathe in and breathe out, breathing in peace, breathing out resistance for 10 minutes,
which sounds like a long time.
But the kids, young adults,
students.
Some of them could not believe the difference. I'll never forget one young guy coming and saying, I didn't know that place existed.
Oh.
I didn't know it was there.
Did you turn the lights off? Was it dark too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turn the lights off. You know, and then I would do it a few times with each class. Yeah, just teaching people how to let go and let be and reach that quiet place like the sea, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, peace, however, is not a mere state of mind, although that's awfully important, or something we can locate only within us, though being at peace with yourself is absolutely vital to peace as such. Peace, I want to maintain, Millie, is a state of relationships, or, to be more accurate, a whole series of relationships. You know, you can have peace sort of with yourself, but if you have got a child that you're at war with, you are not at peace, right?
Correct.
I've done more than my share of marriage therapy and counseling, and I tell people that the marriage in trouble is like being aboard a ship in a storm. There is no room you can go that's not rocking.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, in other words, peace isn't simply under our control. Peace is harmonious connection to something or someone. Peace is harmonious connection, as we'll see, to something or someone, including with yourself. Excuse me, sir, are you at peace with yourself? I beg your pardon.
Right.
I mean, how do you get along with you? Are you your best friend or worst enemy? Are you at war with yourself? I saw, when we were in Oregon too, I saw this wonderful artist's rendition. It was a metal work, and the right side was St. Michael, right, attacking the devil, which was coming out of the left side. And I made this comment to this guy, because I'm always the psychologist, that he had never thought of the artist. I said, well, you know, because he's thinking, right, this is the end and the war with the devil. I said, it looks like both the saints and the demon, the devil, are issuing from the same base. That maybe it's war with yourself. And his eyes open like, ooh. Yeah, that could be. You know, hey, this is big. People, jihad, I don't want to go there, but that really means wrestling with yourself. Mm. That's the true jihad, becoming a pure student of God. Monasticism, the monks would go out into the desert to wrestle with the demons, to wrestle and finally become at peace, harmonious with oneself, with God, and so forth. So we could spend all day there, and I'm not going to do that. It's interesting. Listen to this now. The root of peace, the word peace, means to fasten. To confirm an agreement. So there's that, essentially, peace is a with, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Connection is at the heart of peace. Peace always includes that with of association, or there is no peace. In other words, peace has to do with a state which can exist between two or more persons, entities. Now, including your own relationship with yourself. Because we do have a relationship with ourselves. You know, Millie, sometimes when I was doing counseling, and I did this kind of as a whim, several decades ago, with this poor young woman who was so upset with herself. I got another chair and put it right to her side and said, okay, let's say that this is yourself that you're angry at. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. And she had this kind of dialogue with herself, seeking to make peace, to be able to embrace herself. And so often in people, there's a wounded little child.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, being able to finally embrace and love and be at peace with that wounded child.
See, and I've always thought it was strange that I talked to myself.
No, it's not. Of course, I joke and say, yeah, but if you're talking back to yourself, that's another level. But that's not so bad, I mean, necessarily. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I've looked myself in the mirror, you know, and had like a heart-to-heart conversation, like, come on, Millie. You know,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, it matters. We do. And the point is, we do have a relationship with ourselves. And if we are unforgiving, we cannot accept anyone else's forgiveness. If we're unloving of ourselves, we will not be able to receive anybody else's love. Yeah. We're saying no.
Yeah.
I don't deserve it. I'm a rascal. You can't love me. I won't let you love me. We have to, you know. So if we're at war with ourselves, we are at war with the world.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And if we are at peace with ourselves, we're able to see things more objectively and see where there's tension and strain in relationships and other people. Yeah. Peace is the harmony of interconnected well-being. You like that? Peace is the harmony of interconnected well-being. Lovely thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even in peace sitting on a beach, that's the peace with yourself, but also with nature.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
With the cosmos, which is a real peace. Now, there are three primary dimensions of peace. First, it signifies the absence of disease, right?
Okay.
So you can say, well, health, first of all, means you're not sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not walking around with some disease or, as I say, dis-ease of whatever kind, anxiety, anger, fear, resentment, envy, jealousy, all of those yucky things.
Right.
Right. Discord, infirmity, whether of body, of soul, of spirit, or of relationships. Second, peace is a positive. So there's something to feeling peace. It's an entity. It has its own welcoming sense, you know, concord,
right.
Peace. So the peace in a battlefield at the end of a war. It isn't just the end of hostilities. It's the onslaught of maybe a new beginning. Harmonious connection with oneself, body, soul, and spirit. Third, peace is a right relationship with the absolute. Whether you understand and believe in God, and frankly, if you don't believe in God, I don't think you're able quite to attain the level of peace you can when you are in a relationship. Because that's the peace that passes all understanding. That's the framework, peace. We'll come back to that. As I say, gaining peace is one thing, maintaining it is even more difficult. Okay. Pardon me, this is kind of a teaching thing, Millie, but this is mm-hmm. important.
Yeah.
There are four historically in Western civilization, four primary options for gaining and maintaining peace. Four.
Okay.
Can we walk through this a little bit?
Definitely.
All right. First is the idea of peace through attainment.
Peace through attainment.
Gaining. You know, if I only had a bigger house.
Oh.
If I only had a bigger job, if I only had whatever,
more
if
stuff.
I could just, whatever it is I attain, and so many of us have our self-worth tied up in our performance, in what we gain.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you have peace with yourself if I'm not properly employed, if I'm not properly recognized? Peace through attainment is the way of the world. That's how things operate here. The world, which assumes peace comes through our possessions, our power. Oh, if I had more power, I'd be so peaceful. Really? Or prestige. Well, you know, if I was highly thought of, wouldn't that be wonderful? I could mm-hmm. feel good about myself and be at peace. But that's an illusion. People discover that. That ain't going to cut it. Because lasting peace and harmonious connection cannot be secured by money, by muscle, or status, quite the opposite. What happens when you have status is you get more and more people resenting you and being dried envious and wanting to knock you down so that they feel better about themselves, because who do you think you are, you upstart?
Right.
Making me feel worse about myself. Wait a minute. My rising has nothing to do with you. Yeah, right. You're just one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Peace attained through human effort remains dependent on continued human effort. You know, I used to tell people this is within the parish, kind of like you're only as good as your last sermon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can go along, but man, you could say something and you upset people and boom. It doesn't matter that you had all that history of other things.
Yeah.
There's always that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a juggler. Right? You got to keep maintaining everything in the air constantly. Don't let anything fall down. So I had a friend back in Des Moines who was a school superintendent, and he gave me this picture of a juggler. Remember the old Ed Sullivan show type thing where he had 10 plates with his sticks,
spinning,
right? He was juggling, and he was running back and forth trying to maintain all 10 of those.
Oh, my.
So my friend gave me the picture, and he said, "Hal, this is my life." Wow.
Exactly.
I bet a lot of us can connect with that.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep things afloat. Second, in fact, before we go to second, I think maybe we should take a break here. Huh?
The power of local and the speed of life. This is AM 860, FM 95.1, KWPC.
Hi, this is Lindsay Phillips with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Muscatine County. I want to invite you to join our 2016 Bowl for Kids Sake fundraising campaign. Your efforts will help us match children with adult volunteers, creating relationships that change lives for the better forever. All you need to do is form a team, collect pledges, and then join us for an afternoon of bowling, prizes, and fun on April 2nd or 3rd. Thanks to our platinum sponsors, HNI Corporation and Deloitte. Get the ball rolling today. Sign up or donate at muscatinebfks.org or stop by the Y to pick up a team packet. Hope to see you on the lanes.
Bowl for Kids Sake! Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
I thought you said breakfast was for lunch.
Well, I totally did.
But now you're saying breakfast is for dinner.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, which includes the Egg McMuffin, hotcakes, and hash browns, any time is delicious breakfast time.
Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
The sun sets on the horizon. Traffic's bumper to bumper, that's deep. It's not too late for a good morning. Stop by Mickey D's for a real treat. Fluffy hotcakes and sausage for dinner. A good morning to wrap up your day. Add some hash browns or chicken McNuggets. All-day breakfast for dinner? Now that's cray.
From savory sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches to hotcakes, McDonald's all-day breakfast makes any time of day a good morning.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
We're back with Dr. Hal Green on The Voice of Muscatine. Bring us your questions or share your thoughts with the good doctor by calling 563-263-8600. Phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Relationships with Dr. Hal Green on AM 860 KWPC.
Also, a reminder that our text line is open as well. So if you have things that you would like to share, you can also text them in to 263-8600.
Great. We're back at peace. We talked about peace as attainment. Second, through history, is the idea of peace through acceptance. This is the way of the ancient Greek Stoic philosophers, as well as the Chinese Tao masters. Now, the central precept of this brand of peace is everything happens for the best. All things are for the best. Just accept that. The key to serenity, then, is to accept whatever comes as somehow right and for the good. A loved one dies, it was his time, it was the best. Or as the song from Godspell, if you've ever seen Godspell about Jesus, the song is, yes, it's all for the best. Yes, it's all for the best. And these terrible things happen. It's a joke, Millie.
Oh.
Yes, it's all for the best. But that is that whole idea. Just accept what comes as being somehow right. That's the Stoic. This is, as Leibniz said, this is the best of all possible worlds. Oh, accept that. Okay.
Well, you know, because the thing you hear from people all the time is everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah, which we sort of need to believe.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely need to hold on to something because we as humans need to make sense of it.
Right. And for
me, maybe I'll change mine everything happens for a reason to everything happens for the best.
Yeah, that's the Stoicism.
Okay.
For me, as a Christian, the Beatles song, "There Will Be an Answer, Let It Be." The faith that there will be an answer, faith that I will understand later. So you put it off to the future so you can temporarily accept what happens because from everything God works good. That's right. The Christian belief. Okay. Anyway, for most of us, acceptance is not an effective means of attaining peace or maintaining it. It would prompt us maybe not to love or risk too much because the more grievous the loss, the more difficult our acceptance. You know, I don't know if certain things happen to me. I don't think I could ever accept it. I'd learn to live with it.
Right.
But I'm not sure what acceptance would mean. Get used to it. Is that accepting it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, maybe. At some point, you know. I don't know. Third is peace. This is not in the Western world. This is more in the Eastern.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people out east of us.
True.
China, India. This is peace through annihilation. Mm. What? Okay.
Going to need a little bit of explaining there.
I'm going to real quick. I hope. This option for peace came with who? With the Buddha in Buddhism. He thought the only way to overcome suffering was to realize that all suffering comes from desire. You desire something and you're frustrated. And that the source of desire is the sense of self. But for him, once he attained nirvana, a state of total bliss, he realized that the self was an illusion, which we don't get in the West.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you let go of that, then you let go of your... It's just, it's a different... I could get too technical, and I would spend too much time here. But it's kind of a letting be, or just saying, okay, I'm just a drop in the ocean, and I'm just gonna dive into the ocean and let go of everything. So the peace through annihilation, just let go of all my problems, attain some state, right? Some state of bliss, and this is really a goal of meditation, where even for 10 minutes, I've let go of everything. I'm okay.
Sure.
That is, you could say, temporarily.
Right.
Temporary annihilation. Then you go, you pick it up again. But it's like the muscles. You know, if you carry something too long, you can't go on. But you can carry something and then put it down for a while, mm-hmm. get your muscles back, and then pick it up again. Right?
Right.
So that's what's happened in the West. Oh, I like this. Through meditation, we're not going as far as in the East and saying there's no self, there's no I, but we're saying, I got to learn how to let go of things, to annihilate my problems, albeit temporarily. Yeah. For them, peace comes through the transcendence of your personal identity as you melt into the cosmic whole. Attaining in Buddhism, and this is beautiful, a gentle compassion overall. Where for the Christian, it's love. For the Buddhist, it's compassion, which is beautiful.
Right.
And ahimsa, which means nonviolence. Hurt nobody. Hurt nothing. Would that we could adopt worldwide that philosophy. Stop hurting, killing. Hurt no one. Yeah. But few of us will ever find such peace. Fewer of us would really want peace where there's annihilation. We love our life. We love our enterprises, right? Our passions.
Yes. Yeah.
Then finally, there's peace through at-one-ment. What? The word atonement, which spreads out to at-one-ment. This is the true peace of harmonious connection. So in the many couples that I have worked, for example, and as a counselor, a therapist, those who've been able to reach resolution and regain their we, mm-hmm. their relatively harmonious interconnection. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And one of the ways I see it happening is when they begin to laugh, when they rediscover humor. But when they first come in, there is no humor. But when they discover that.
How sad.
Oh, I know. Now, peace or atonement begins with the absolute and eventually extends out to all other relationships. Now, here's a beautiful analogy. Picture dropping a rock into a pond. The initial point of ingress where it hits the water, that's going to be the biggest wave. So biblically, the word shalom, peace, is God's peace. God says, I'm at peace with you. I love you. I forgive you. Whatever it is, I'm at peace. So that, if God is at peace with me, shouldn't I be at peace with me?
Right.
So that's the second ripple. Mm. Peace with, and then what about peace with my partner? Peace with your intimate others in your family. The next ripple, peace with your friends. The next ripple, peace with your neighborhood. Peace with your community. Peace with your country. Peace with the world.
Yeah.
Not a beautiful, it's just a beautiful vision.
Yeah.
So let peace begin with you. Da, 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 da. Yeah. That kind of, you know, it begins with me. Those are the four major things, and I guess you can tell I kind of like the at-one-ment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the time remaining, most of us have heard the Serenity Prayer, which is one of the greatest.
Something you said earlier made me.
Yeah.
Think of that.
A way to attain and maintain peace, just sort of buy into the Serenity Prayer. Reinhold Niebuhr, by the way, is one who actually wrote that. Christian theologian of the last century. Okay. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Wow. That kind of incorporates so much. God, grant me the serenity to accept. Here's acceptance, right? The things I cannot change.
Right.
The things that are out of our control, which is so difficult for us. Like, for example, what other people are going to do.
Yes.
As a mother, as a father, you are not in charge of your children, even though you know you would really do better for them if they would just listen to you.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. To accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, Help me to do that which I'm able that will make the difference in my life and the lives of others. And finally, the wisdom to know the difference. And then a couple things. First, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I just love this. It's what she calls her simple path. Simple path, right? The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Does that hit you? Isn't that beautiful?
It all makes me think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It makes you have to like stop and think.
Yeah. And then there's the greatest prayer of all, the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Great thoughts. I've got some other quotes from Gandhi. The day the power of love overrules the love of power, the world will know peace.
Oh, say that one more time.
The day the power of love overrules the love of power, the world will know peace.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Because we desire power. We desire to feel powerful. You hear people talk all the time about feeling powerless. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother Teresa. Simple. Another thing from her. Peace begins with a smile. Well, if I could
I flashed in my best one.
Thank you. I feel more peaceful now,
Good.
Lily. Thank you.
Awesome.
Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia Woolf, you cannot find peace by avoiding life. You got to work it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And Aristotle, way back in the 3rd century BC, it is not enough to win a war. It is more important to organize the peace. Have we failed there?
Right.
Had we organized, for example, the peace after World War I, there never would have been a World War II. But we so chastised Germany, we would not let them rebuild.
Hmm.
And John Lennon, with his typical flair, if everyone demanded peace instead of another television set, then there'd be peace.
True.
Einstein, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. Yeah. Well, if you would like to hear this show, I will have it on my website later this morning, which is at drhalgreen.com, drhalgreen.com. It's called Relationships. And in the meantime, my friends, be well, cherish your relationships, and I hope peace, and enjoy the gift of days.
You've been listening to Relationships with Dr. Hal Green. Tune in to KWPC AM 860 each Monday morning at 9 a.m. and find out how to improve your relationships.